Charlotte's homicide rate has been on the rise and in the news throughout this year. So far, there have been 54. We hear about a homicide after it's happened, but for victims' family members, they're notified as soon as possible and oftentimes arrive at the scene. It can be difficult and confusing as they try to process what just happened and what next steps need to be taken after a sudden loss. A group of volunteers in Charlotte is trying to ease that burden. They're exceptionally qualified, as each one of them has lost someone to homicide. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has this story.
It's easy to walk right by Martine Hyatt's office, located inside CMPD's headquarters on East Trade Street. But if you've just lost someone to homicide, her door is the one you'd zero in on. She's a victim services specialist for CMPD.
Helping someone, holding their hand, walking them through this horrible nightmare, it's something that I want to do to be able to help someone.
Since 2009, CMPD has offered a support group for homicide victims' families. The group usually consists of 30 people and meets the first Tuesday of every month. Media is not allowed. Police or representatives from the DA's office attend the first 20 minutes to answer questions families may have. Hyatt says the group connects individuals with others who have experienced this very specific kind of loss.
They often refer to it as a family they didn't ask to be a part of, but nonetheless they are part of that family.
There's another part to this support group. Hyatt says about 6 years ago, some members of the support group wanted to become trained volunteers in order to be able to go out to homicide scenes to be there for the family members of victims trying to process the loss of their loved one. So when Hyatt gets a phone call that there's been a homicide in Charlotte, so does a volunteer who signed up to be on call. One of those volunteers is James McGill. He says his primary job is to comfort the family.
You want to go across the yellow line. You don't understand that you can't cross that line. So our main objective is to try to keep the family as calm as possible and explain to them the best we know how why they can't do this, why they can't do that, because they don't understand. All they know, their child just been killed. First thing you want to do is go look at your child.
McGill is around death and grief regularly. He works at a Charlotte funeral home as a funeral attendant. But it was his personal story that led him to seek out the support group and eventually volunteer. His 19-year-old son, Jerron, was shot and killed in 2009.
We kept him involved in athletics. We kept him in school. We kept him in church. Matter of fact, he was a drummer for the church. He played for the church the Sunday he was killed. I don't want to say my child was better than anybody else's child, but the way we brought him up, they were very respectful, even... the lady who called the 911 call, she said, your son was very respectful. Say, even when he was shot, he was still saying, yes, ma'am.
McGill has been called out to 3 homicides this year where family members were present. Volunteers are trained before they can get in regular rotation. But he says experience is really the best teacher.
Sometimes just your presence is enough. Your presence is enough. You may not need to say one word, just hold their hand, or just pat them on the back, just say, I'm here, you know. Every homicide is totally different. It's just like death. Every death is different. Every birth is different. So you may have to change from A to B just in a split second. You know, you may go there, plan to do this, and it may change totally.
McGill never says no when he's asked to go out on a call, but he won't get called out for certain homicides. A couple of years ago, there was a homicide not far from his house, and he wondered why his phone didn't ring. It turned out to be in the same East Charlotte neighborhood where his son was shot.
I mean, the initial shock, I mean, you really don't, you're here, but you're not here. I mean, you know, you're just numb. You're really numb. And any parent would tell you that. People say grief is grief, but I beg to differ working in the field I work in. There's no tragedy. And I repeat, no tragedy like the loss of a child. Things are never again the same. They're not, never again the same.
This week marks the 8-year anniversary of Jerron's murder. CMPD considers it to be a cold case. For a long time, McGill says he kept asking, why me? Why did this have to happen to my family? And another person is asking questions, too. At the time of his death, Jerron's girlfriend was 7 months pregnant.
And so now I'm raising a 7-year-old son who never seen his father, but he constantly asks about his father.
McGill still doesn't have any answers, but he says volunteering to go out and be there for families gives his pain some purpose. Helping those families, he says, helps him. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.